Daniel Briscoe is an Irish-trained ophthalmologist based in Tel Aviv in Israel. His friends and family were caught up in last weekend's Hamas assault, and his hospital is now making preparations for possible casualties if the war moves to the north of the country. Before we came on air, he told us how Saturday's attack had impacted on his relatives.
Yeah, well, actually, it started on Saturday morning when I got a call from my relative, and she said that basically there's an attack going on and that they're very frightened and that they locked themselves into their houses that the people who could defend the kibbutz had gone out and they could hear gunfire coming from the town of Sderot, which is nearby. So we knew that something very bad was happening. And with time, we found out the absolute atrocities that have been occurred. It's just like a Holocaust.
And so then you travelled to the kibbutz, is that right, to help them evacuate?
Yeah, I went down and picked them up on Monday and took them out. It's very hard because they've never left the kibbutz all their lives. They've lived there. I've known them since I was about 17 years old. And that's where they've lived always, and they've carried on their lives. So I took them and their parents are nearly 100 years old, and we had to take them out, and they're living with us now.
So I suppose it's a measure of how this has impacted really on so many Israelis and Israeli families that you've had that experience.
Tens of thousands of refugees. And they've all had to be rehoused and put up, and people have opened up their houses and taken them in, and that it's whole neighborhoods. I think, you know, really, I don't think that people actually can understand, because it's so huge. You have neighborhoods. If you think of your street and then think of all the streets around you in your whole neighborhood, imagine that people would come in and they would just come in and professionally open up the doors. They have teams that are there to open up. There's a command center in Gaza which is running it all. They're opening up the doors, they're blowing them up, they're even exploding the doors to get in, and they're burning people alive, torturing people, murdering people. That's what happened. Whole neighborhoods. And if you go to those neighborhoods now, the houses are empty, the people are gone, the people are dead.
There's
1,300 people dead. And a few of the neighbors were taken hostage. There's 130 people that were taken hostage.
And again,
now we're trying to get maybe some of those back.
You have friends who've had, I think in one case, a daughter taken hostage. Is that right?
That's a daughter and a brother, her brother. They haven't heard from the brother, but they are getting from her phone every day from Gaza movies of her being tortured.
And that's what they've told you. You haven't seen that, I'm sure.
I don't want to see it.
No, of course not. Of course not. So what now is the situation? I mean, you're working in a hospital.
You heard the interview with Tom Hand, and he said, thank God my daughter wasn't taken hostage, that she died. I mean, it's his only daughter. That's a terrible thing. Mm. Just imagine what we're talking about.
Daniel, you work in a hospital in northern Israel, so you're away from the what may well be the front line in Gaza, but you're also being preparing for possible casualties if there is fighting in the north of Israel.
That's correct, and there's a big threat at the moment that there'll be another front opening from the north with Hezbollah, which is another Iranian proxy. And they would have a lot of missiles. We're talking about masses of missiles, of rockets, and that would be a very big war. It would be obviously have a huge civilian cost.
And that was Dr. Daniel Briscoe speaking to us from Israel a little earlier.